Whilst you race around trying to find the perfect present for everyone on your holiday list, we here at the Weekly Reader would like to remind you that books always make great gifts. I'm Lisa Morgan, and for the next 2 weeks, our book critic Marian Winnick will be sharing some inspired suggestions for almost everyone. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. Let's start with Sherman Alexie's new memoir of his mother, You Don't Have to Say You Love Me. To honor his mother's 78 years on Earth, the book contains 78 short prose sections and 78 poems, one of the few books I've ever seen that makes this combination work. Laura Miller of Slate.com made a funny point in her review about the subgenre this book falls into, the heartfelt memoir by a distinguished literary son celebrating his mother. Given that most of the book-buying public is middle-aged women, she says, it makes sense that this type of book flies off the shelves. She's got that right. But it must be noted that Alexie's book is not 100% celebration. His mother had some serious shortcomings, often crossing into abuse, but his emotional openness, humor, and insight makes it all bearable. "Mom was so full of it," he complains to one of his sisters, referring to all the lies and wildly different stories she told them about various things. "What are we supposed to do with all this BS?" "Well," his sister replies, "you got famous on that BS." Another gift idea for the same demographic would be the rather hilarious Class Mom by Lori Gelman. "My name is Jennifer Dixon, and I have volunteered to be your class mom for this coming year. Since this is a thankless job, don't expect warm, fuzzy emails like you probably got in preschool. If I say, we need donuts, say, how many, not can I bring cups?" Jen Dixon is 15 years older than everyone else and just can't take the whole kindergarten shtick as seriously as they do. But her sarcastic emails don't always go over with the other moms. Gelman's debut is like a literary stand-up routine. You might as well just give in. This woman is going to get a laugh out of you. My next idea would work for both male and female readers. In fact, the signal trait of its handsome, charismatic hero is that he is attractive to men and women alike. The character is a Dutch con artist, Pete Barol, and the books are by Richard Mason. The first one is History of a Pleasure Seeker, the second, Who Killed Pete Barol, both set in the early years of the 20th century. They're out in paper, so relatively inexpensive. In the first book, Pete becomes a tutor to the difficult son of a wealthy Amsterdam family, kicking off a series of brilliantly and hilariously written escapades. The second book finds Pete with an American wife, posing as a French aristocrat in Cape Town, South Africa, on the eve of World War I. He ends up in the jungle, running a lumber operation, and the most amazing delight of this book is the depiction of animals. We hear the inner voices of a cranky python, a disgruntled leopard, a baboon, some spiders, and even a tree. It's just fantastic. If you really want to impress somebody, how about Monograph by the amazing cartoonist and graphic novelist Chris Ware? It's a gigantic book that weighs more than 8 pounds and contains a compendium and history of Ware's whole career, introduced by Ira Glass. This book is expensive, but it'll keep your recipient busy for a long time, and it really looks stunning on a coffee table.
The books are You Don't Have to Say You Love Me by Sherman Alexie, Class Mom by Laurie Gelman, Who Killed Pete Barol by Richard Mason, and Monograph by Chris Ware. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wipr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.